Is time running out? Lisa Brady, Fox News. Russia widening its offensive in Ukraine and getting closer to the capital as more Ukrainians try to leave. President Zelensky praising Poland, which has taken in more than a million refugees so far.
And you don't want anything in return. You do it from the heart, as between friends, as in the family.
President Biden, meantime, is banning more Russian imports and, along with allies, is revoking Russia's favored nation trade status.
Putin's war against Ukraine will never be a victory.
Also warning of a severe price if Russia uses chemical weapons. Vice President Harris visiting Romania says Russia must be held accountable for civilian deaths.
We are clear that any intentional attack or targeting of civilians is a war crime.
Meantime, Russia is claiming it found biological weapons linked to the U.S. in Ukraine, and that the U.S. was planning to use migratory birds to spread weaponized viruses to Russia. A senior U.S. defense official says Russia is lying and that research the U.S. has done as part of reducing Soviet-era inventory is public information. A trial date is set for the man charged in a deadly Wisconsin parade attack. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Lisa, Darryl Brooks Jr. will face trial in October on 77 counts of murder and attempted murder in the Waukesha Christmas parade attack in November, accused of plowing his speeding SUV into parade-goers and participants, leaving six dead and dozens injured, though questions remain.
There could be a problem impaneling the jury from Waukesha County.
Prosecutor Susan Opper she's beginning putting together a questionnaire for prospective jurors over potential bias in the case. That before the judge rules on a defense motion to bring in jurors from another county or to move the case altogether. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some election officials and poll workers are threatened to walk away from those jobs because of an increase in threats.
One in five local election officials say they probably won't be on the job for the 2024 presidential election. That's according to a new survey from the Brennan Center for Justice. Three quarters believe threats against election officials have increased in recent years, while more than 54% say they are worried about the safety of their colleagues. Election officials around the country received an unprecedented number of threats from supporters of former President Trump after he questioned the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election.
Fox's CJ Papa. In the survey conducted by a Democratic polling group, about a third of respondents said they know of at least one colleague who had left public service, partly or entirely, because of fear for their safety, increased threats, or intimidation. One of the most familiar faces ever to live on Sesame Street has died.
For 45 years, Emilio Delgado played Luis, owner of the Fix-It shop.
One of these things is not like the others. One of these things doesn't belong. Can you tell?
When the actor and singer, a Mexican-American, joined the show in 1971, he was one of the rare Latino faces on American TV in a non-stereotypical role. The Sesame Workshop paying tribute in a statement that his warmth and humor invited children to share a friendship leadership that has echoed through generations. His wife, Carol Delgado, told the Associated Press he died from blood cancer multiple myeloma at their home in New York. He was 81. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Gas prices hitting another record, $4.33 a gallon in AAA's average for regular unleaded. Oil prices climbing back over $109 a barrel. For stocks, a mixed day after a volatile week. The Dow's up 65 points. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.